This is the Aviact Merli of 9th of August 2026, original date 2nd of March 2011. Remain seated on your seat of self-respect of a Master Almighty Authority. Give one another zeal and enthusiasm and be cooperative with one another. Surrender the Uck Flower of Waste Thoughts and claim a number one prize. Today, all of you and also all the children everywhere have been giving your greetings of love and happiness with a lot of love from Amrit Vela. The Father has also come to give you long lost and now found children greetings for this birthday. Each child is very much loved by the Father and is dear to his heart. Bapdada is giving all of you greetings with the garland of his arms. Bapdada sees that all of you who are in front of Baba are giving greetings and also receiving greetings. All of you children in the many places everywhere are giving greetings, and the Father is also giving all of you children in this land and abroad greetings filled with a lot of love. Bapdada sees that all of you children, with your happy faces, are moving along in the waves of the ocean of love. The Father is happy that he does not come alone. He comes with the children, because he comes to create this yagya, sacrificial fire. So, who are in this yagya? Brahmins. This is why the Father does not come alone, but has come with the children, because this birthday is the most wonderful of all birthdays. Throughout the whole cycle, this is the only birthday in which the Father's and the children's birthdays are at the same time, and this is why this birthday is said to be as valuable as a diamond. The Father is also giving special greetings to all the children who are the original jewels. So, have all of you come here today to give greetings and also to receive greetings? The Father says, you will remain together, fly back together, come together and rule with Father Brahma. Baba has promised to remain with you. What do you also say? We will also be wherever the Father stays. This is the promise of the children to the Father and Father to the children. Physically you may be living elsewhere, but in your hearts the Father is always with you, and this is why the Father is called Dilaram, the Comforter of Hearts. Even the memorial here is the Dilwala Temple. So the Comforter of Hearts is in the hearts of all of you, is he not? The Father always tells you children never to remain alone. We have to be constantly together. We have to remain together. If you remain alone, Maya will take her chance, whereas if you are with the Father, then the lighthouse himself is with you. When you are with him, Maya will run away from a distance. She cannot even come close to you, and this is why you children have promised the Father, and the Father has promised you children, that we will remain constantly together. This is the promise of all of you too, is it not? We are together and we will remain together. You like being together, do you not? Yes, you may raise your hands. Bapdada saw that all of you children tell Baba at Amrit Vela about the matters of your hearts a lot. Otherwise you don't have time, but at Amrit Vela, all of you tell many sweet matters of your hearts and the Father too hears about the matters of the hearts of all of you children and gives a response to all of you. All of you are very happy about one thing. You say from your heart, Mera Baba, my Baba, and the Father becomes present. The Lord becomes present. This is a matter of just the heart. There is no need to do anything else. You said with your hearts, Mera Baba, and the Lord became present. Today a sweet song was playing everywhere in Bapdada's ears. Which song? My Baba, lovely Baba, sweet Baba. Bapdada too was and is merged in the love of you children. On seeing the divine activity of your love, the intellects of your devotees are no less. They have copied your memorial very well. They come in the copper age, and their first birth is Satopradhan in any case, because those souls come from the supreme abode. So today Baba's vision also fell on the devotees. They have copied you accurately, because whatever your practical actions are, your special devotees of the beginning period have copied your memorials very well. However, yours is practical, whereas theirs is a memorial. You have made a vow. What vow have you made? Of purity. They also make a vow. They have copied making a vow, but when you make a vow for one birth, it continues for many births. They remain pure for one day, and also have pure food and drink. Your vow is for 21 births, whereas theirs is for a temporary period. It is the same for Jagran, staying awake through the night. You came into the light and dispelled the darkness throughout the whole world. Darkness cannot come for half a cycle. You dispelled the darkness of minds, and externally you dispelled the darkness and sorrow of matter. They have also copied that by staying awake through the night. Another thing is that you surrendered yourselves to the Father. You sacrificed yourselves. You surrendered yourselves completely, and so they have also copied you, but they don't sacrifice themselves. They don't sacrifice themselves, but what do they sacrifice? Do you know that? They offer a goat. Why did they only find a goat and not anything else? All of you are laughing because you know why. The Father has repeatedly been signaling you. Renounce the consciousness of I and adopt the consciousness of being an instrument. And so they found a goat, because it always says, me, me, I. So the intellects of the devotees are wonderful. They are, after all, your devotees. They are the devotees of the Father and of you. This is why the Father gives one fruit or other to your devotees who worship you with a true heart. The fruit of devotion is that they too always remain true and sattvic. They remain happy. They do not experience sorrow at times of sorrow, because they perform their devotion with true hearts. So nowadays the Father too is also signaling you children to renounce the consciousness of I. Only what I say should happen. I am the only one who is right, and so only that should happen. One is the ordinary consciousness of I. I am a bodily being. I am a physical being. However, one is the ordinary I, and the other is the subtle I. In that you even consider the Father's gift to be yours. I did this, I said this, I am doing this. You have the consciousness of I for the specialities given to you by the Father. There is the subtle I even for the understanding of this knowledge and the understanding of your specialities. Bapdada is signalling you that for I and mine, always think, my Baba. Let your hearts be attached to just that one. Finish the limited mine of my name, my honour, etc. and just let it be, I belong to Baba, and Baba belongs to me. Then there will be so much happiness. God is now mine. What more could I want? One is the ordinary mine, and the other is the subtle mine. This subtle mine makes you dirty, Mela, whereas my Baba makes you full of all treasures. Today you have come to celebrate the birthday. You have come to celebrate your own birthday too. The Father does not do anything without you children. Therefore the Father has come today to give you birthday greetings. Wah, my children, wah. Now, shall I say something? Are you ready for it? Should Papa tell you? You will then have to do it. Raise your hands if you are going to do it. Double foreigners, will you do it? Teachers, will you do it? Until now, in the memorial of today, they offer an ukk flower to Shiva, the Supreme Soul. They do not offer a rose or something else, but only an ukk flower. Today, what does Bapdada want you to surrender? Baba wants to give you this homework. You are ready for it, are you not? Acha. Bapdada likes it very much when all of you children say, Haji, yes indeed. So today, on the birthday, the Father's thought is, while giving zeal and enthusiasm to one another and being cooperative with one another, offer the ukk flower of waste thoughts. You mustn't have waste thoughts. You must neither hear anything wasteful nor colour yourself with the company of waste thoughts by going into someone's company. This is because wherever there are waste thoughts, you will not be able to keep in your awareness pure thoughts of remembrance, sweet words of this knowledge, which you call the Murli. You may be listening to a Murli, you may be reading it, and that is essential. This is the discipline of Brahmins, but it will only remain with you up to that point, just hearing it. There won't be any churning by your mind. You will think and also say, today the Murli was very good. I am thinking about it. The blessing was also very good. And yes, I will remember it soon. Waste thoughts will attract your mind and intellect to themselves. Do you know what you say to the Father? Baba, we should listen to interesting news, should we not? We have to be knowledgeful. However, wasteful matters cause a loss in the attainment of a status. So are all of you children promising the Father not to have waste thoughts. You would say, we don't want them to come, but they come. We don't want them, but they still come. So you have to give them to the Father with determination. First of all, do you know how to give? You have given them to the Father. If something you have given away comes back to you, would you keep it or return it? What would your title be if you were to keep something that you had already given away? Just give it to the Father once and for all, in your own interest and with determination. then check again and again. Something that I have given away is not coming back to me, is it? It is not considered good for you to consider something that belongs to others to belong to you. So every night before going to sleep, go to sleep after you have first checked yourself. Today, throughout the day, did I have any waste thoughts? Did I do anything wasteful? I haven't taken back something I gave away, have I? Today, do you have the courage to give this birthday gift? Do you have this courage? Raise your hands if you have the courage. Where there is courage, Baptada will give you a lift. Say from your heart, my Baba, merciful and compassionate Baba, take this. If you say it from your heart, then the Father will give an extra gift. When you have courage, the Father gives you extra help. When you have courage, you will definitely receive help from the Father. You have experienced this, have you not? Baptada has been warning you for some time that the way to make intense effort now is to apply the three dots. I am a dot. Remember the Father, the dot, and put a dot, a full stop, to the past. For this, Baptada says, churn this, become a dot, see a dot, and put a dot. That is why the dot has a lot of importance. The bindu, zero, has a lot of importance in today's world too, when people count money. What is it that people love the most nowadays? Money. How does money increase? Continue to add a zero. Add a zero to 10 and it becomes 100. Add another zero and it becomes 1,000. They give importance to a zero, but they have forgotten what the real zero is. So today, did you give the Father this birthday gift? Did you? Did you give it from your heart? You will not ask why or what, will you? How can I do it? Why should I do it? This language of questioning is bad. Why should I do it? How should I do it? Do not ask these questions. Have you raised your hands happily to give this gift, or out of compulsion because of the gathering? Those who do it out of compulsion are not able to do it permanently. It will only be sometimes. Those who do it from their hearts will say, I have to do this. I have to become this. Have you given this gift? Or do you still have to give it? If you have this thought happily, then it is not a big deal for you, Master Almighty Authority children of the Almighty Authority Father. Remain on your seat. Always remain set on your seat of a Master Almighty Authority. Do not forget it. This is self-respect, is it not? You cannot leave your self-respect. Because of no respect, people fight one another. This is why Baptada has love for you. Do not lose your self-respect over trivial matters. This self-respect is given to you by God. People have so much intoxication because of the respect they are given by other people, whereas you here have received self-respect from God. You are Master Almighty Authorities. You can do whatever you want. You have this courage, do you not? Nod in agreement. Do not wave your hands, but nod in agreement. Do you have this courage? Teachers, you will have to make them do it. You will have to pay attention. You will do it, and also pay attention and make others do it. You are the instruments for this. We will then see which class and whose class claims a number, and will then give them a good prize. Baba is not going to tell you what prize he is going to give. Baba will give a beautiful gift. Let the whole class try to do this. It should not be just one who does it. The majority has to do it. Today, Bapdada was feeling a lot of love for each of you children, that you have to claim number one, not even two. You will not sit on the first throne, as only two will sit on the throne, but you will come in the first kingdom, in the first royal family. Two numbers have been fixed, but you have to rule and claim a right to the kingdom, and so you come in the first kingdom. Bapdada has love for you children. He feels that each child should claim number one in one speciality or another. Not number-wise, but number one. Do you have this enthusiasm? Do you want to claim number one? Or are you satisfied with whatever you receive? Do not say, it is fine, it is fine. The Father's hope is that each child claims number one in showing one wonder or another. There are four subjects, and you definitely have to be number one in any of the four subjects. Underline, I definitely have to become this. Baba is not giving you a lot of hard work. Claim number one in one subject or another. This is easy, is it not? Today, all of you children who celebrated a meeting at Amrit Vela appeared to be very happy. You were smiling in happiness. The Father gave each child the blessing of being constantly in the flying stage. Not the walking stage, but the flying stage. So remember this blessing of today from Bapdada. What blessing did Bapdada give all of you on your and his birthday? May you be in the flying stage. Today, throughout the day, you celebrated the festival of Shivratri in your hearts, did you not? All of you are good. You will remain good. You will claim the best of all royal status. All of you are fine, are you not? The Father constantly sees everything as good. Acha. All of you children everywhere, whether you are sitting personally in front of Baba or sitting and celebrating at your own places, Bapdada is pleased to see all of you. And you children are also happy to see the meeting with the Father. However, from today, you must have the thought to remain constantly happy and not be those who are happy only sometimes, but constantly happy. Let anyone who looks at you and sees your face think that you appear to be a very fortunate soul. Let your fortune be visible in your activity and face. Do not think that you have a lot of it in your mind, no. Your happy and fortunate face will give others an introduction. Your face will tell them that you have something. Your face has to do service and bring them to the Father. Stay happy. This too is a means of doing service. To all of you children everywhere, multi-million-fold congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations on your birthday. Acha. Blessing. May you become a victorious jewel and a conqueror of Maya by finishing all thoughts of doubt. Never allow any thought of doubt to arise in yourself and think, perhaps I may fail. It is by having an intellect filled with doubt that you become defeated. Therefore, constantly think that you will definitely show everyone by gaining victory. Victory is your birthright. By doing everything while having all rights, you definitely have a right to victory, that is, to success. In this way you will become a victorious jewel. This is why words such as "I don't know" must never emerge from the lips of a master knowledgeful soul. Slogan: the feeling of mercy easily makes the consciousness of being an instrument emerge. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Just as a touch-me-not plant becomes powerless as soon as you touch it, even slightly, in the same way make Maya, the touch-me-not plant, unconscious in a second with the power of your pure thought. Constantly keep your original form and your blessed form in your awareness, and no name or trace of any impurity or forgetfulness will then remain. Om Shanti.